Hey, Please Advise Nation, it's Malls. Today we're doing something a little bit different. If you are a regular listener to the show, you probably know that I had the privilege of being able to send myself to the Women's March in Washington, D.C. on January 21st of this year. As soon as the march was announced, I booked my ticket and my Airbnb because I knew that I would be a fool not to go to this as long as it was possible. So I did, and it was one of the best days of my life. Not everyone was able to experience D.C. or a sister protest in their city. Maybe because they had to work, maybe because their city wasn't having one and the funds to get to another city weren't available. Maybe because it's dangerous for them to express their disappointment in this last election and fight for what they believe in. Since this is an advice podcast, I also knew that I should be out there asking as many people as I saw for the best words of wisdom that they've ever received. So if you're here to be told how to live your life, we've still got some of that for you. For all of you who weren't able to be at a protest that day or want to relive that day over and over the way that I do, we put together two specials on the Women's March for you. One from me in DC and one from our producer, Christina Lopez, in Los Angeles. And another quick note, at the top of the show, I refer to my former roommate and very old friend, Sarah Liz, as simply Liz. Probably because I was a little bit delirious. We hope you enjoy what you're about to hear. If you're a new listener to the show, perhaps consider subscribing to us for Christina's episode, as well as our regular episodes and on-the-street stuff like this that I hope to do a lot more of in the immediate future. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the show. Hey, it's the morning of the Women's March. Liz and I are about to leave our little rented apartment. We have to brush our teeth first. How are you feeling?
Hello. Good morning. I'm awake.
That was a big challenge today. When we were like getting dressed, when Sarah had to go to her car, I was like sitting there trying so hard to like find the will to get dressed. And I was like, Molly, get dressed. It's the fucking Women's March. This is bigger than you, okay? A lot of people had to do a lot of things to be here today. Get dressed. So that was embarrassingly hard. But now we're about to brush our teeth and go meet some peeps. Okay, we've got a motley crew here. We're at some coffee shop in D.C. Katie Ferg is here, my friend. Hi, girl.
Hey, girl.
And we know each other from Twitter, but this is our second time meeting, right?
Yes.
I'm so excited that you're here.
Yes, me too.
So tell me why it was important for you to be here today.
Just so many of the things that he stands for is so wrong for our country. The way he talks about women and minorities is awful. I had extensive like ovarian surgery before, and Planned Parenthood was what I needed at that time. I had to be on Mass Health before. Like, cutting that stuff away from people is just, I can't even fathom that, what my life would be like.
That's really true. It's an issue that involves all of us too, because if it's not us, it's someone very close to us, and we all came from a woman. Like, I was just talking to a guy who said that I feel like very emotional getting off the plane yesterday, because everyone, it was all women, they were all so happy to be here. What was your bus ride like?
It was interesting. We had a good mix of people, some younger people, some older people. The older ladies were really like the rowdy. They're wearing their pussy hats and screaming that no one's going to grab their pussy. And like, these are definitely women that have marched for stuff before. And I think they can't believe that in their lifetime, they have to do it again. Like, we're turning back the clocks right now.
I'm going to interview Sarah really quick. Hey, girl.
Hey.
So, girl, why'd you come to the Women's March? Well, first of all, tell me who you are.
My name is Sarah, and Molly and I used to live together way back in the day. I am here representing my family. I'm here representing a Planned Parenthood supporter, very passionate Planned Parenthood supporter. And, man, for so many reasons, I don't agree with our current president, and I'm just excited to be here with a bunch of rowdy women. I think it'll be great.
So, you guys, this is the intro episode to our series on the Women's March. We are here in Washington, D.C., I am at a coffee shop with my Motley crew that I'm going to be marching with today. I'm introducing you to all of them. I hope you guys get a sense of who we're working with today. It's going to be really, really fun. And this guy right here is a big reason why we're sitting here all together today, why we're going out tonight. Also someone that I feel very comfortable with because we had an hour-long discussion about the Hills. Who are you and why are you here today?
I'm Frank, and I'm here to support my sisters, my clients, my aunts, my mother, and women everywhere. I think today is important because the country elected somebody who does not support women, who degrades them, says horrible, debasing things, and I think that we need to make it known that we're not going to put up with that, and even though he's going to be our president for the next 4 years, that he's going to have to be accountable. Women play into my day-to-day life in such a huge way. My friends growing up were all women. Like, I was a gay kid when it wasn't cool to be gay, and women were my support system. All my female friends were amazing, and I'm a hairdresser, so, like, I spend all day with amazing women, and I want to support them, and I want them to succeed, and not be harassed and have their rights taken away.
Yeah, and today really is all about equality too. It's about equal rights for everyone, really.
100%. Yes, for everybody.
Are you scared of violence or anything?
I'm not. I'm not at all. I think that yesterday some shit went down that was not so cool, but today the vibe is super positive. Coming here on the subway, like, everyone's in a great mood, everyone's smiling. I'm not worried about violence at all. I think it's going to be an amazing protest.
So what do we have up against us just getting there? Because this is just our intro episode where I kind of want people to get a taste for what our day is going to be like today. You said that the subway is fucked, basically.
The subway is fucked. The trains are so packed that they're just kind of not moving. They're sitting at the stations. So I think our best bet is to hop in an Uber, get as close to the mall as we can, and just hike it from there. Because right now, we're too far to walk. We're probably about 4 miles from the mall. I mean, it's not too far to walk, but we're going to do a lot of walking later. But yeah, I think everyone, I mean, it's amazing the amount of people here. I don't think they realized how many people were coming. And I think that even though it sucks to be able to get down there, it's awesome that that many people showed up.
Are you excited to see Ashley Judd later?
Are we seeing Ashley Judd later?
She's speaking. And so is Muhammad Ali's daughter, Maryam Ali, of 60 Days In.
That is the most exciting thing I've ever heard. I am obsessed with that show, like ridiculously obsessed. That is badass.
I was like, we got to get down there. We can't miss her.
Not Maymay Ali. No, that's my girl. Not Maymay, a.k.a. Yaz. Well, I'm excited, you guys. We're about to go finish up our drinks, coffees, OJs, Bloody Marys, and then go march. March it up. Talk to all the women, getting advice for women, about women, by women, today, all day, at the march. For you, please advise nation. Love you guys. So we're here with our Uber driver right now. Sir, what's your name?
My name is Gonzo.
Gonzo, how long have you been living here?
4 months.
What do you think about everything that's going on today?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just driving. That's why there's a lot of people like taking it.
What do you think about Donald Trump?
I think he's okay. Because I believe in a lot of, you know, it's only not Trump. It's a lot of smart people. They're working. Future is good.
How long have you been living in America?
8 years.
Did you like Obama as president?
Oh, yeah, I like.
So you kind of respect all presidents?
Yeah, I like, actually, I like Reagan is smart. Like, yes.
So do you know what all these women are doing here today?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, it's okay. We're all marching for equality today, for all, for women. There's lots of women from all over the world who flew in here today to march on Washington. Does your daughter know about the Women's March?
I don't know. Michelle, I don't know.
Mimi is your name?
Oh, it's Michelle.
But your dad calls you Mimi? That's how he has you saved in the phone. That's really cute. What do you think about Trump being president?
I don't think it's the greatest idea. Yeah.
So can I ask you a question? As a girl, what's the most important piece of advice you've ever been given?
Just to be, like, confident and, like, just, like, know what's right for you and, like, know what's good for you and not let anyone, like, stop that, I guess.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Oh, I'm not sure about that yet, but I know I want to, like, go to college and stuff.
Do you have any advice for getting through the next 4 years for other women out there?
I don't know. Just to, like, know you're capable of doing, like, greater things than you already can.
You're so great, Michelle. How old are you?
I'm 15.
That's so cool, girl. Well, I'm really looking forward to the rest of your life, girl.
Thank you.
I'll let you go back to talking to your dad and stop creeping you out.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
I hope you guys have a good March.
Thank you. I hope you have a great day. I'm excited for your future. Hey, so what are you ladies doing here today?
I felt like it was needed for the young people to show that they care, that Trump just can't go around saying what he wants to say about people and expect everybody to be okay with it. So I want him to realize that we came out, we're showing up, that we're not happy.
Is this personal for you at all?
I would definitely say it's personal. I took it really to heart when Hillary didn't win. So yeah, I almost cried. Like, this really hurts that he's our president right now.
Are you from D.C.?
I'm from the D.C. area, so yeah, I'm from Montgomery County.
What's the most important piece of advice you've ever been given as a woman?
Well, for me as a black woman, I've always been told you always have to work twice as harder than everybody else. So, I mean, that's just what we are taught when we're young from our mothers, and it's a pattern that needs to be broken. And hey, why not now?
Who are you here with today?
I'm here with my whole family. We're actually waiting for the rest of them. Right now, this is my mother. This is my boyfriend's mother. And then I got my aunts and uncles and cousins. They're on their way here. They're just trying to get through everything. So basically, this is a family affair.
Mom, are you proud to be here with your daughter today?
Absolutely.
What was the most important piece of advice you've been given as a woman?
The important piece of advice I would say is to work hard for what you believe is yours and work for it.
Why are you here today?
To support my family so that we all show that this is important to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Lisa. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I am 33. I am here marching for my son. That sounds a little weird, but I want him to see what a feminist is, and I want him to be raised a feminist too. So I can't wait to tell him about this part of history.
I've been feeling that this is like one of the most significant parts of history that we could participate in our time as women, and it's a really important time for us more than ever. Why is right now so important to you?
I think with the Trump presidency, he needs to hear multiple voices. He needs to hear our voice in unison and, you know that what he thinks is not right, and that the majority of Americans disagree with him, and we will show him and we will make our voices heard loud and clear.
Tell me about the sign you're holding.
Science is real. It also says vaccines save lives. Donald Trump has appointed somebody that's a vaccine denier, which is egregious to me. Science is definitely real. Climate change disappeared from the website on whitehouse.gov last night. That's unacceptable. Science is real. The end.
Raising a little boy as a mom, what do you feel is the biggest challenge and responsibility you have right now?
To make sure that he is a kind, respectful human being. I want to make sure that he knows that everybody is created equal, regardless of where you're from, regardless of how much money you have, the color of your skin. And I want to instill that in him. So, you know, he can do this later in his life, too.
And finally, what is the most important piece of advice you've ever been given as a woman?
Gosh, I've been given a lot of good advice. Don't back down.
That seems to be a popular one.
Democracy works.
Are you finished?
This is how democracy works.
Yeah!
I'm out here because I am so opposed to having a sexual predator, a racist, an Islamophobe, an anti-immigrant pretending to be president and pretending to represent the majority of this country. He lost by 3 million votes.
What's your name and where are you from?
Laura Lempert, and I'm from San Francisco, California.
So this is not your first protest?
No.
What do you think is the most important thing we can do as women to get through the next 4 years?
I think that we have to stay on our elected representatives to make sure that they know that we are not going away.
My name is Gizem White. We are all Turkish Americans, and we are here to march for peace, solidarity, and women's rights. It's so important because we are worried about election results, and we are here to raise our voice, to raise our concerns, and to make sure the world is understanding that this is a worrisome situation for all the women out there. So we're here for them.
Are you worried for your citizenship or anything at all?
No, I'm not worried about my immigrant status, but I'm worried about my American fellows. You know, my American sisters, brothers, all the women out there. So that's why we're here. We left our families back home, and we're just marching here today to make sure our voices are heard and our concerns are heard.
Are you guys best friends?
Yeah, we are. Actually, yeah, we are very good.
Yeah,
we're totally
for the whole world's women.
What's the most important advice you've ever been given as a woman?
All for one, one for all for me.
That's a good one. Yes, yes.
Sorry. What's
our message? Everything in the world we see is the creative work of women.
Okay. And this was written, I mean, said in 1923.
Founder, Turkey's founder, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. It's a famous quote by him. It's
beautiful. Thank you so much, women. So all of the porta potties from the inauguration yesterday are now locked today. This seems like a very specific move. What do you think, Sarah?
I don't know. It feels like a bad dream.
Do you have to pee so bad?
No, I don't. But I don't know. I hope it's not true with all of the porta potties, but we'll see, I guess.
That's fucked up.
The nice thing about DC, though, is that all of the museums are free and they're all right here and they all have bathrooms. So we can just run and use them there.
Fabulous. So what's your name and why are you out here today?
My name is Raina, and we're out here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
So are you here for the Women's March or no?
I'm here for the people.
To support women?
To support all people.
Did you guys come to the inauguration yesterday?
Yes.
Do you support President Trump?
We're not partial to people. We're out here to do the work of God first, and we're out here for the people to bring people to God through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ.
What religious organization are you?
We're not with an organization. We just love the Lord and read the Bible, and we just want to share all the good things that God has done for us.
What's the name of your church?
We have a home church.
So let me start out by asking your name, your age, and where you're from.
I'm Steve Coleman, and I'm 56, and I live here in Washington, D.C.
Why is today such an important day for you?
This is important because my country matters to me. I'm a first-generation American, and I believe in the values this country stands for. And those are values that demand that all of us work for them every single day. And so we need a revolution in this country where we engage as we never have in government. Government is supposed to rest on the consent of the governed. This government that was put into office illegally yesterday does not have my consent or our consent as a country. Our country matters, and we need all of us to come out to demand true democracy for everybody.
Is there anything personal to your life that has driven you to be here today?
Well, I think of two women who inspire me today, who I carry with me. One is my mom, who said that you should always follow your heart. And the other was my late mentor, Josephine Butler, who was the daughter of sharecroppers and the granddaughter of enslaved people, and formed America's first ever union of black women laundry workers when she was still a teenager in the 1930s. And people, she used to talk about big things that needed to happen to make the world a better place. And people would say, that's going to take a long time. And she said, exactly. That's why we have to get started right now.
Don't you ask her why?
Yeah, I would love to ask you. Oh, you got peanuts in your mouth? Hold on. May I ask how old your daughter is? Is that okay? Is this your daughter? Hi, what's your name?
Victoria.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
And where are you from?
D.C.
Why are you here today?
To protest that women are capable that than anything men can do. So, yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A geologist, an artist, and a part-time chef.
And this is your mom right here. You came here with her?
My name is Pam. I'm here because all people matter. All women, men, everyone matters. And so to exclude different people or different based on race, color, ethnic background, gender, who you love, to exclude anybody is not right. And so I'm here for all rights, for all people.
Is there any reason in particular that this is so personal to you? Everyone has a different reason why it's so personal.
It's personal to me because first and foremost, I am a woman, and I have gone through the struggle not only as a woman, but also as an African-American. So this is really important to me, and I would love to see that my children and my child and my grandchildren someday will not have to sit here on the mall and march for the same cause, and hopefully we're able to get beyond this. We need to take and heed to the message that Martin Luther King has given us so eloquently, and that is for equal rights for all people.
Absolutely. And one last question. If you could go back to you when you were 12 years old and give yourself a piece of advice, what would you tell yourself?
I would say never give up. Stay true to yourself and always believe that there's hope for everybody.
Thank you so much. So tell me your name, your age, and why you're here today.
My name is Serena, and I'm 16. And I'm here just like this is my first time, and I'm just here for equality. And just see how strong all women are, not race, not color, no religion, nothing. Because we all like the same. We all have the same blood and everything to me.
And also to make history with your mother.
And that too.
I love how many mothers and daughters I'm seeing out here today. So this is not the first time you lived through something like this.
Mm. No, it's not. I don't want to talk about it, though.
I understand. I understand. There's a very emotional vibe out here today. I almost cried when I got off the plane just because it's so joyous, but it's so sad to have to be here at the same time.
This is why I marched. He gave us the right and the privilege, and he fought and walked for us to be able to do this, Dr. Martin Luther King. I was actually at this walk. But I also believe that you have to stand for something or fall for anything. Women don't realize the power that we really have. You know, as masses, it's obvious, you know what I'm saying? And we make a difference, and that's why we're here, to let Trump know that we matter, women matter, everybody matters.
Why are you mad at Trump?
Because he's a narcissistic sociopath. That's all I can say. That's all.
Hey, it's what his words, like what they mean to people, and they hurt. And why would you want like that to be our president? And I'm, like, only 16, and I know what I don't want. And I don't want him to be the president, but now he's in for 4 years, so I guess all we can do is hope for the best and just see how this 4 years going to turn.
I have been asking people, how do you think we're going to survive the next 4 years? What's the key to surviving the next 4 years?
Educating our children, exposing them to things like this, letting them understand that in order for things to change, they also have to be willing participants. You know, they have to play their part, you know, and just people love one another. That's what I'm hoping. This brings women together and people together. So we can, together, we are so strong, and women don't realize that. And we have more power than we even recognize.
You can feel it in the air. I was on a plane from LA, but I had to switch over in Denver, and there was only 6 men on the whole plane. The whole plane was women. And it was like, I could feel it. We all like, clapped when the plane landed and everyone was cheering. It was just, it's in a,
We're making history. All women from everywhere. And I'm appreciative of the guys that are here helping support us also, because they, you know, we think we're the only ones that go through something, but men have their set of issues with society also, you know, and if this is the forum they need to use to let it be known, oh well, We walk for everybody. We walk for peace. You know what I mean? For everybody.
I adore you. You're great. May I ask you the best piece of advice you've ever been given as a woman?
Honestly, to treat people the way you want to be treated.
Why am I here? Well, I'm Wendy. I'm 46. I'm here because my son, my 9-year-old autistic son, and I are both on disability, and I'm afraid that Social Security disability, SSI, are going to be slashed in the next, well, not too long from now. I rely on it entirely. Like, I live in public housing. We could become homeless. I'm afraid that we're going to lose our home, that I'm going to lose all the money I rely on to live on. I can't pay my medical bills. I can't pay for his prescriptions, my prescriptions. If he has...
With us. We brought her with us because that's something women have to learn how to do, is empower one another. No one's, no big eyes and no little U's. We're all in the same boat going up the same stream.
Are you a single mom?
Yes.
No one works harder than a single mom. I had a single mom too, and it's the hardest job in the world.
Yeah, I'm here to speak for my son and for myself and for all women who are in the same situation. Disability rights is my thing today.
I'm doing an advice podcast for women. I just want to ask you about your sign, because not a lot of women are talking about this particular issue to me today, and I just want to know if this is why you're here.
Yes, this is one of the reasons I'm here, to have a legal and safe abortion rights.
What does your sign say?
My body, my choice.
Where are you from and how old are you?
Maple, New Jersey. And I'm 17.
And you came all the way down here. You're 17 years old. Yes. You're so woke.
Thank you.
Why is today an important day for you?
It's just so incredible to see so many women here. And from my town alone, there's over 2,000 people going. And it's so great. And over like 30 buses from just my town came.
I'm 33 now, and I don't think when I was 17 I was aware of women's rights and everything like that. Do you feel that people are finding out about this stuff earlier now? It's being more... I mean, your generation seems to be just so much more aware.
Yes, definitely, especially through social media. And I live in a very, very diverse community. So we hold protests all the time. Like yesterday, we had a walkout for Trump in my school. So yes, I do think people are getting into it a lot younger.
Is that a public school that had a walkout for Trump?
Yes, it is.
That's awesome. What is your, if you could describe your problem with President Trump, how would you say? I mean, you must feel so powerless, especially not having been able to vote.
Yeah, it was very frustrating because I couldn't, but I mean, just the fact how like disrespectful, disgusting, and just outspokenly horrible he is towards people is just so like hurtful too and upsetting.
What's the most important piece of advice you've ever been given as a woman?
Just don't stop fighting and don't let anything slide, and just constantly correct people if they say sexist phrases, and don't just let it go.
What do you find is the biggest thing, like the most casual part of like that, like rape culture, basically, like people saying wrong things? What do you think is the most casual thing that you see the most of?
Definitely just like casual language. For example, people say pussy and bitch and phrases like that, or even like strap on a pair or grow a pair, or you throw like a girl. Just very, very simple things, but it builds up into the whole, it like leads to violence eventually. Against women.
I'm going to start by asking your name and where you're from and how old you are.
Okay. Well, my name is Sydney, and I'm 10 years old.
And why did you come here today?
Because I wanted to come with my mom to something special to go for women's rights.
What's the best part about being a woman?
I don't know.
What's the best piece of advice your mom's ever given you?
What advice have you given me? Don't care what other people say. Be yourself.
That's great. Thank you so much. And you're her mom?
I am.
And why did you guys come out here today?
Well, we believe in civil rights for everybody, and I'm trying to pass that on to my daughter, that she can be anything that she wants to be, and... We believe as a family that people should not be discriminated against based on gender or sexual identity or where you come from or what religion you're part of.
So you're also here for her future?
Certainly.
Hi, how are you? May I ask you what your sign says?
It says that I'm going to be a scientist.
What's your name and how old are you?
My name is Ruby and I'm 12.
Ruby, why are you here today?
Because when I'm older, I don't want to be bossed around by other people, and I want to be able to be my own person and make my own decisions.
Who taught you that?
My mom.
What's the best piece of advice your mom has ever given you?
Probably to just don't marry a man just because of the money and just marry someone you love and, you know, something like that.
You're so awesome. Thank you so much. We are about 45 minutes away from the march starting. I have spoken to so many amazing women today. I absolutely can't believe it. Again, we're out here asking people what the most important piece of advice they've ever been given is as a woman, why they're here today. The vibes are so amazing. I can't even tell you how just inspired I am by all the signs, and everyone just looks so great and so happy, and there's no negative energy here at all. I really... I'm thrilled that this has turned out to be so empowering, exactly what I hoped it would be. Everywhere you look, there's men, there's women, but everyone is here for the same reason, and it's absolutely unbelievable. Excuse me. So, first of all, what's your name, your age, and why are you here today?
My name's Erica Saunders. I'm 27 years old. I'm here today with some friends because I want to stand up for women's rights. My sign says, I am female, F-E, iron, male equals man, therefore I am Iron Man.
And what does the other side say?
Oh my God, well I have like a whole bunch here. Oh, this one, just another slut on birth control. Yeah, woo!
Why is it so important for you to be here today?
Because we all need to stand together and tell the administration that we're not going to put up with their stepping all over our rights, and not just women, but LGBTQ and Muslims and immigrants and everybody who feels like that they're not being heard.
How has this election affected you personally?
Well, actually, I just heard today because one of Trump's executive orders was to get rid of the FHA mortgage insurance premium that was going to help FHA. I'm actually a real estate agent that directly affects one of my settlements I was supposed to be going for. So, you know, just trying to help lower income and first-time home buyers, that's something that kind of upset me yesterday. Just one of many things.
Speaking to the birth control issue, there are a lot of people out there. I mean, there's a lot of people saying a lot of things about birth control in this election, and I was wondering why you made this sign in particular.
Because I'm actually on birth control because I don't need it to not have a child. I need it because I have endometriosis, and I want to be able to go to work on the worst day of my period and not feel like crap. So I'm on birth control just to, you know, feel okay and normal, not because I'm worried about not having a child. But, you know, and I don't have that choice. Not everybody has that choice. And I'm pretty sad if the ACA goes away to lose my free birth control.
What's the obsession with controlling our bodies? I mean, the right. Why do they want to control our bodies?
Because it's power. It's all about power.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given as a woman?
Never stop fighting. Stand up for what you believe in. Be strong. And support each other.
So what is your... Do you mind telling me your name, your age, and where you're from originally?
My name's Yogi Proctor. I'm 45 years old. I'm from London, UK.
Why is it so important to be here today?
Look around. This is such a big... awesome unifying statement of so many different messages and solidarity that connects so many different awesome messages. It's very important.
What do women mean to you?
Everything. Yeah. That's a really broad, difficult question, but they mean enough for me to travel across the country to come here. Yeah, they're the most important people in my life. Great source of knowledge, wealth, wisdom, all that stuff.
Do you have anything else to say today about what we're going to be doing for the next 4 years here in this country and how to survive?
This is just the beginning, actually. Yeah, just the beginning. Even though it comes out of maybe something that's a little bit difficult to stomach, the result will be far more positive than what is going on today, kind of.
Do you worry that a daily today is going to bring a lot of steam, and then after that, women are going to, or people in general, are going to back off being so passionate about the issues? Or do you think this is something that we're going to be fighting for the next 4 years?
I think people are going to get organized in their specific and appropriate ways. And I think that is going to be a really good outcome for all different demographics. It's going to be really good. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I doubt that. I don't think a lot of these women are just going to go home and do nothing. No. Something's going to happen after this, for sure.
Do you donate to Planned Parenthood?
I do, actually, yeah.
This is how democracy works.
Do you mind if I ask your name, your age, and where you're from?
Melody Cooper, and I'm 50, and I'm from Hastings on Hudson, New York.
And why are you here today?
I'm here with my children. I'm here for their future, for my future, and for the future of America, to make sure that we fight against the fascism that has now taken control.
What is the most important piece of advice you've ever been given as a woman?
From my father and my mother, who are both civil rights activists, to always fight for what's right. I've been fighting since I was in a stroller with a placard, so I'm continuing it for the family now.
Thank you so much. I don't want you to lose your kids. Go find them.
So I'm here today because I feel like I can accept the election results and accept that he's the president of the United States, but also I want to make it known that, can we keep walking because I'm in the group? I want to make it known that he was elected by people that don't respect women and don't respect disabled people, and they don't respect people of color. And so I feel that's why it's important to march today. Not so much about him, but to represent those communities and make sure the American public knows that they're being represented.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm doing an interview. I got to stop here.
Okay. Thanks. What was he saying?
Build a wall, tear it down. But the last line was Donald Trump's a freaking clown. Everybody was too wrapped up.
This is a woman's march. Why is a man in a tree leading the chants?
Why is that pissing you off?
I don't think he's serving as a very good ally right now.
Okay, so I have lost my earpiece for right now. I hope that you can still hear me. People are getting really antsy. We have been here for a while. We were supposed to start marching about an hour ago at this point almost, and people are screaming, "Let's march now," all around us. We're going backwards, basically. Apparently, I'm hearing that it's full all the way to the White House and that there is nowhere to march because there's so many people, which is amazing. More people than the inauguration. Your dad said a million people are here.
Yeah. I haven't gotten an update lately, but...
Amazing. Yeah, there's no cell service here, which is fine. We don't need it. Yeah, there's some man playing. Let's get some bongos in there. Wait, I think we're marching, dude. There's something afoot.
I think we're marching. I think we're headed that way.
We miss May May Ali, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think it's that way.
Bongo Man is killing it. Love you, Bongo Man. I love him.
Refugees are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear. Refugees are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear. Refugees are welcome here.
First of all, what's your name, your age, and where are you from?
My name is Ivy Burns. I am from Rhode Island, and I am 23 years old.
Did you come all the way from Rhode Island for this?
Yes, I did.
What did it take for you to come here?
I really just took a ride. I was searching desperately for one. I got one, and I jumped in the car.
You have a place to stay?
Yeah, we're staying in a hotel. I'm here because our president is benefiting financially and politically from the continued oppression of minorities and people who've been disenfranchised for thousands of years. And I think that's quite disgusting.
How does this election directly impact you?
Well, I think that it's more important that it's impacting others. I'm a white female. I graduated college. It's not going to affect me too much. But it's impacting me because I have empathy and I care about black people. I care about disabled people. I care about immigrants. I care about native people. And I can't sit idly by and watch them have all their rights taken away.
Beautifully said. Now, I came over to you because my friend and I agreed you have one of the best hats we've seen all day. Can you please describe to me what your hat is?
So everybody has these pussy hats that are just like cat ears. I have a literal vulva that has a clitoris and nice pubic hair around it. So I went literal with the pussy hat.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Ooh, just keep on going.
If you could go back and tell yourself something as a 12-year-old girl that's more attuned to our landscape, where we are now versus where we were even just like 10 years ago, what would you tell yourself?
Stop caring about others. Focus on yourself. You are incredible. And you don't have to be mean to others to be popular. It's way more important that you are kind to everybody and help everybody out because that's going to progress you further in life.
Do you think Donald Trump's a bully?
Oh, yeah. And it really disgusts me that we elected someone who's so mean to so many disenfranchised groups.
What drove you to be so passionate about political issues?
All of the women in my life, my mother, my grandmother, they're all at sister protests right now. And if I grew up at a bunch of different protests, I grew up at anti-war protests, I grew up going to Planned Parenthood and walking people in and helping out. So really, it was all the women in my life.
Awesome. And can you describe the vibe here today, and then I'll let you go?
It's incredible. There are so many people, but I don't care which direction I'm pushed in or pulled in. I know that I am with people who care about me and who care about my rights, and I don't really care where I go because I'm surrounded by great people.
What is Emily's name?
It is...
Something trying to promote women to get involved in the political process. It stands for, what does it stand for? Emily, something rises.
Oh, yeah, early money rises. Early money is like yeast.
It means it rises.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why are you guys here?
Because I want to save our country from this. Yeah, we loathe Trump and we're worried where we're headed, but I'm encouraged today.
That's good. You guys are from Georgia?
I'm originally from Georgia. I now live in Illinois. But they're from Georgia.
I live in Atlanta.
What'd you do to come here today?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I flew, and I'm marching here with my mother and my sister, two of the most important people in my life.
I was going to ask you, what do women mean to you?
Women mean very much to me. I'm a gay man. This is my boyfriend right here. And women have been with me, you know, every step of the way in my life. I owe everything to them, and I am here today for them.
What was the most important piece of advice your mom ever gave you?
I would say always believe you can do anything. Whenever you have that voice inside your head that says that you cannot do something, it's just a voice. It doesn't know anything. You know just as much, if not more, than it.
Is there anything personally about this election that you feel your life is going to be impacted by Trump's presidency?
Personally, I think I will actually be fine. I'm a white male. I would not put it past him to start attacking the LGBTQ community should he need a scapegoat. But I'm mainly here for people who do not have much of a voice or as much privilege as I do.
Now it's being reported that there's possibly 500,000 people here, which is still a very impressive number.
Yeah.
Who knows? We haven't had cell service for hours. Do you have cell service again?
Yeah, I've been texting with my mom.
Nice. I saw some girl Skyping her grandma, and it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. I wanted to ask. It looks like we're running into our first wave of Trump supporters. Is that what's going on? Are there Trump supporters? Wow. There's like six people. You are just screaming shame at them. Wait, what's going on?
People are just protesting in front of the Trump Hotel on the way to the White House.
Why did you guys come here today?
Well, I came here because I'm a woman who voted for Hillary Clinton, and I think it's absolutely absurd that someone like Donald Trump would be elected. I don't understand, like, what's happened with our country, and I think that people's acceptance of this is, like, people need to be shocked, people need to be talking about it, and people need to rise up against him. Yes, it is.
I am so proud of her. She's here to march with other people, to be part of history, to remind Trump that we all need to be respected. This is a good country and we all need to unite and not divide.
You guys are so beautiful. You make me want to like cry. You guys are so cute together. What's the best piece of advice your mom has ever given you?
What is, I guess just to speak my mind, and that's what I do all the time, so.
How do we stay strong during this time?
I think we just need to continue to speak out, be respectful to each other, but to continue to speak up for what we think is right and for what we think is moral or the moral values for people here in the U.S.
He's orange. He's gross. He lost the popular vote. He's orange. He's gross. He lost the popular vote.
From?
I live in D.C.
Why are you here today?
Because I'm against basically everything Donald Trump stands for.
Why do you think today is so important for history?
I think this is the starting point for what we need to do over the next 4 years, right? So I think this is a way for the country and the world to see that there are a lot of us who feel this way and that this is just the start of what we're going to do to fight over the next 4 years to make sure some of these regressive policies don't pass.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Oh, boy. The best piece of advice I don't know, to be proud of what I've done, to give credit, you know, to the things I've accomplished. I think that, you know, women in particular maybe don't appreciate the things that they do and, you know, give themselves that credit. So to be proud of yourself and all that you've accomplished and never forget that.
So basically a truck full of Trump supporters brought their car onto the road and on a huge flatbed that said Trump. And they were mocking the supporters, and it was wild. They were in police. They're with the police, I think, which means that even though the roads are supposed to be closed today, that they were allowed on, which is terrifying. Ma'am, do you mind if I ask you what your sign says?
If not me, then who? If not now, then when? It's now. It's now. And it is me and you and you and you and you and you.
Why are you here today? You're so excited. I love you. You just squeezed me.
Well, it's just so awesome to be around people who care. I just feel energy and kindness and love. And it's just awesome.
Well, you're going to make me cry too.
It's a fabulous day. I don't want it to end. I just want to just inhale everybody. It's just... Yes, you are my people. They are.
What's your name and where are you from and how old are you?
I'm 66, sweet 66.
Of course. I'm 33, so I'm two of you, or you're two of me.
I'm from Connecticut. My daughter's here, right there, from Chicago. And her friend from Chicago. And I'm just so happy. I'm Amy. That's Jess, and that's Amy.
You're so cute. And what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given as a woman?
Love each other. Care about each other. Absolutely. You have to care. I just believe that with all my heart and soul. Don't ever give up on people.
You could go back to when you were a little girl and tell yourself a piece of advice that you could carry with yourself your whole life. What would it be?
Don't feel so darn guilty when you misbehave. You know, it's just life. Just do what you feel is right and just live with the consequences, you know? It's just okay. It's okay to feel. It's okay to express things. It's okay to care. It's okay to act out. It just is. It is.
That is something that people call my show about every single week, is the guilt that comes along with being a woman. And I'm so happy you said that. Thank you for saying that.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you for asking. It just feels so good to talk to you. Thank you.